Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Labor Department's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs has announced a new policy directive that has now focused on protecting religious freedom. This is a great development. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, here is another issue of protecting religious freedom that is rolling out of the Trump administration.
Amen.
We're less than 2 years into the Trump administration, and he already has become the most pro-religious liberty president in American history. And he gave a directive in the first year in office to the Department of Justice and the other agencies to implement his executive order protecting religious liberty. And now the Department of Labor Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs has done exactly that, Matt. This is a great new development.
Yeah, he's going by, you know, department by department and unwinding the damage that the Obama administration put in place in order to try to take away and quash religious liberty. He is now planting seeds of freedom relative to religious free exercise in all of these branches. It is such a refreshing change. Of course, those whose goal is to trample on religious liberty, on freedom of speech and freedom of religious expression are up in arms about it. That's not to be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised by that. But this is once again another fantastic development.
Yeah, it's so encouraging. You know, Matt, you were recently in an event where you were Jeff Sessions talked about, you know, upholding religious freedom within the Department of Justice as well.
Didn't he? He did, yeah. And he said to groups like Liberty Counsel and Alliance Defending Freedom and others, you are not hate groups. And he pointed out that there is a threat to religious liberty by the Southern Poverty Law Center seeking to falsely classify groups as hate groups in order
to
shut them down.
Yeah.
And they're going to not associate with groups like the SPLC, which that is a good development.
That's
and
huge.
The week before, he had actually spoken at the Department of Justice's Summit on Religious Liberty. And we had the first ministerial event in Washington, D.C. ever on religious freedom with respect to religious freedom internationally. So there has been one event after another. Now the Department of Labor has come out with this directive. And what they're doing is they're not creating new law. They're just simply saying implement and protect religious freedom under the current Supreme Court precedent and federal law.
And under the U.S. Constitution.
That's right. Yeah, it points out a couple of cases, rulings in 2014, 2017, and 2018 at the U.S. Supreme Court that give broad protections, and there's others for religious freedom. They refer to the Hobby Lobby case, the Trinity Lutheran case, the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, all of which Liberty Counsel filed amicus briefs in at the High Court. These are cases that have been decided in 14, 17, and 18 regarding religious freedom. And basically what they are saying is we're going to make sure that in all of our federal contract compliance programs, we're going to protect religious freedom.
You know, that's huge that everyone is on the same playing field, whether it's Liberty Counsel or a church. They have the same opportunities for grants, contracts, programs, and funding, you know, opportunities that is only appropriate.
Yeah. And so, again, you know, I encourage people, there's so much false narrative out there on the media. You know, for example, if you go to Google News, you can see how they pull up stories. And in their stories, they intentionally rank them as something that's prominent or not. They'll put off-the-wall, very left-leaning media online sources like HuffPost, Slate, Salon, others. They put up very high on their list as though they are representing the mainstream. They're not. They're the extreme. They intentionally are feeding you information that's constantly negative, that's constantly one-sided, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, Google, you name it. There is a barrage of negative media that is all focused on one goal, and that is to stop President Donald Trump and his administration. And obviously their next agenda is to make changes during the upcoming midterm. They ultimately want to impeach him. Why? Because if you look at what he's done in less than 2 years, he is the most pro-life president in history. He is the most pro-religious liberty president in history. He is the most pro-Israel president in history. He's the most pro-American president in history. And he is putting America first. They don't like that agenda. They don't like America. They are on the other side of every one of these issues, particularly life and religious freedom, and they want to stop it. So I encourage you to stop getting discouraged by the negative, constant drumbeat that you may be hearing or seeing. There are a lot of positive things taking place, and this is just one of them. You know, as someone who has been involved in these battles for many years, I can't begin to tell you, if you were to list all the things that have happened in the last year and a half of this presidency on those issues, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, Israel, and even in the economy, you would have a huge laundry list. And if the media really reported what was going on, the general public would have an entirely different view. But that doesn't fit their narrative.
Absolutely.
And yet President Trump's approval ratings still hover around 50%, 45 to 50%.
Higher than Obama.
Yeah. I mean, even with a 97-something% negative media reporting against him, despite the leftist propaganda, this president is still plugging through. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with just his moxie, his courage.
Right.
He won't be kowtowed by political correctness.
He's a man of action, that's for sure. And he won't put up with the media's garbage and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, and he's not doing this job for his health, that's for sure. He's doing it for America.
Yeah. And, you know, when he was running for president, he talked about he would be the most pro-religious liberty president in history. And, obviously he has grown in his understanding of what that means from what he was on the campaign trail. But he's kept his promise. And right after becoming president, he issued an executive order. And the order was he was going to protect religious freedom. And he wanted the different agencies to implement policies, beginning with the Department of Justice, on protecting religious freedom. Well, the first agency was the DOJ under Attorney General Jeff Sessions that issued a very lengthy policy that is to be implemented across all of the federal agencies to protect religious freedom. And then one entity after the other, HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, began to issue religious freedom, freedom of conscience, pro-life protections to people who don't want to be forced against their religious conscience to participate in or promote abortion. And you have the Department of Labor, and you have the Department of Justice, and you begin to see this ripple effect one after another after another. And this has real-world consequences. Moreover, when you look at who he has nominated, Matt, he has nominated and had confirmed more judges to the federal courts of appeal than any president in American history during this time. One already. He's only been in office a year and a half. One out of every seven judges on the federal court of appeals, one out of every seven in 1.5 years of his presidency, are people who have been nominated and confirmed under President Donald Trump.
And two Supreme Court justices as well.
That's right.
Don't forget that.
The second one's coming up.
At least two.
Yeah.
Right. And imagine, you know, just ostensibly at the end of 2 4-year terms, what those courts would look like.
Huge. Yeah. And then when you look at the quality of people that he's nominating, he's not just filling seats. He's putting people on the bench that support the rule of law, who will protect the Constitution, and who are under the Constitution, not over it, who will interpret the law, not make the law. The next big battle begins, of course, next week with the confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Stay involved. Don't get discouraged. Join Liberty Counsel in this fight for life, liberty, and freedom. We can continue to give you information. Stand with us, and we need your prayers and financial support to continue the battle. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. At lc.org, you can sign up for our Liberty Alert email that will keep you apprised of breaking issues. But also, there's other emails there as well that will allow you to be able to be active, proactive in letting your voice be known in Congress and other areas as well on issues affecting our family, faith, and freedom. And remember to support Liberty Counsel with your tax-deductible gifts. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, donatelc.org. You can also learn more about how other ways you can donate through estate planning and various kinds of gift bequests. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.